Now Rehoboam goes back to Jerusalem, and he finds out that his kingdom has really been cut down quite a bit. And we find here that he gathered of the house of Judah and Benjamin 84,000 chosen men, which were warriors, to fight against Israel, that he might bring the kingdom again to Rehoboam. Now, will you notice? He's doing again a very foolish thing. He's attempting now to have this internal warfare. This is a civil war now that's taking place. Now we read, but the word of the Lord came to Shemaiah, the man of God, saying, speak unto Rehoboam, the son of Solomon, king of Judah, and to all Israel in Judah and Benjamin, saying, thus saith the Lord, ye shall not go up, nor fight against your brethren. Return every man to his house, for this thing is done of me. And they obeyed the words of the Lord and returned from going against Jeroboam. Now God intervened. And so the thing that Rehoboam does now is he attempts to build fortifications to protect himself from the northern kingdom, that which had been part of the kingdom of David and Solomon, now is lost to him and becomes his enemy. And because of a very foolish decision he made by listening to the young man rather than to the wise counselors of Solomon. Verse 14. Now we find that the priests that were serving in the north, a northern kingdom, they all come south. Why? Well, verse 14, for the Levites left their suburban area, that is, they were given cities, you know, and their possession, and came to Judah and Jerusalem, for Jeroboam and his sons had cast them out from executing the priest's office under the Lord. So all the priests that were in the 10 tribes now come south, those that were to serve at the temple. And he ordained him priests for the high places, for the demons. And this is something to note here. This is demon worship, and for the calves which he had made. And we're told back in Kings that he made one calf, put at Bethel, one golden calf put up at Samaria, and the people worship that. Now, back of this idolatry is Satan. This is Satan worship. I had the privilege of going to the seven churches of Asia, and you'll recall that the Lord said to the church in Pergamum that you dwell where Satan's throne is. His headquarters is there. And this is a city given over to idolatry. There's no place probably has been given over to idolatry. Back of this idolatry, there was demonism. And that is what it was. Demonism manifests itself in many different ways. Now we read, and after them, out of all the tribes of Israel, such as set their hearts to seek the Lord God of Israel, came to Jerusalem to sacrifice unto the Lord God of their fathers. Now, there were some still faithful to God that would come out of the northern 10 tribes and come to Jerusalem to worship. But Jeroboam now is drawing them away into idolatry. So they strengthened the kingdom of Judah and made Rehoboam the son of Solomon strong 3 years. For 3 years they walked in the way of David and Solomon. Now, here is something that is recorded here, and you'll notice it's mention of several of these men. And because it's in the Bible, it is the judgment of a great many. That means God approved of this. No, God records this, friend, to let you know he doesn't approve of it. Now, this man, Rehoboam, did wrong in not listening to the counselors of Solomon and listening to the young man. He was wrong in trying to carry on warfare against the northern kingdom. Now, he's wrong in this. What is he doing now? Verse 21, Rehoboam loved Maacah, the daughter of Absalom, above all his wives and his concubines, for he took 18 wives and 80 concubines, and begat 28 sons and 80 daughters. And we're told here in verse 23, he desired many wives. Now this is the thing God condemned, you see. And this is recorded because this is history. This is what he did. And this is one of the many things he did that God judged him for, and that he was brought low because of it.